What's up? What's up? This is Angel Renee coming to you from Healing Versus Hurt podcast. Let's talk a little bit about a little bit of something. Let it go. Let it flow. Let it go. Let it flow. Are you doing that? Are you letting go and letting it flow? Are you allowing things that need to leave to leave? Are you allowing the gain that you're going to get from allowing things to leave, the gain that comes back to you? Are you allowing that with ease? Are you allowing the blessings to flow into you? Or are you stopping your blessings by trying to hold on to what's trying to leave? Do you have a wall up where you're trying to control something or someone not leaving? And then you're blocking the blessings on all that needs to come in. Let me tell you something. Let me tell y'all something. It's a couple things that I want to talk about today. So let's first off talk about this. What I noticed, this is so interesting to me. So you have your analytics when you're dealing with your, you know, if you have like a social media account or like a YouTube channel, things like that, right? So I find it so impressive, honestly, how the universe works, because, you know, we always talk about letting go and then letting the blessings come in, right? We do talk about that, right? And it's really a real thing, you know what I mean? And the thing is that what I'm seeing is that it's so beautiful. I seen that there were people who unsubscribed, right, from my channel, one of my channels. And so with that one person leaving, I gained two more people, right? Like, it's those things that just keep you in a, like, in this remembrance state of being, to know how important it is to really go with the flow. If people are trying to leave your life, if people not really trying to be bothered with you no more, don't be bothered with them trying to like make stuff like right or make it feel good or don't want stuff to feel uncomfortable. Let that shit feel uncomfortable. Let them flow right on out and sail away. Okay. Let them do that, because when you're trying to stop the current and the wave from happening, you're messing up the organic flow of nature. Stop doing that, because you're really, you're really hurting yourself while you're trying to smooth things over with people or situations or jobs. When you try to smooth those things over to make things feel better for the person or make them, you know, feel more comfortable, you know, understand that people are only going to feel comfortable when they choose to feel comfortable. People are only going to be happy when they choose to be happy. Okay. So you can't make anyone feel any type of way, because let's say this, let's say you make them feel happy. It only lasts for a moment, because guess what? It came from you and it didn't come from their God within them. It didn't come from them. It didn't come from their soul. It didn't come from their higher self. It didn't come from their ancestors. It came from you. So it's temporary. So that you making them feel good for a moment, like, hey, you know, I hope we doing okay. You know, do we need to talk about? No. Stop trying to force something that don't need to be forced. Because the thing is that it may feel uncomfortable, but think about when you're on a sailboat, right? Let's just say you're in this big ocean on this sailboat and you're just flowing with the waves, right? And I talked about this in my last podcast. Like, you're flowing with the waves. That doesn't mean that you're not going to maybe feel seasick. That doesn't mean that you won't feel a little wheezy, like, oh, my stomach feel a little interesting. Not where you may get seasick, but you might just feel a little like, whoo, I felt that in my gut, you know? You may feel it in your head because you're going over the waves the way that you are, right? But you're flowing over them. Doesn't mean it's not going to feel uncomfortable. But the question is today, asking yourself, are you flowing with it, or are you trying to stop the flow? Stopping the flow is only going to harm you. And really, it can harm the other person, because if you're stopping the flow in your life, you're stopping the flow in what needs to happen in between you and that person, or stopping the flow what needs to happen with you in this career, this job situation. Okay? when we're trying to continue to stay at a job and stay at a job, when we know deep down that this is not the right thing I should be doing for real, and then we start to overthink it, and then we stay, and then we're still miserable where we are, that's not okay for you. You should want the best for yourself, just like you want the best for that person that you're trying to keep happy. You can't keep anyone happy but yourself. You can't please anyone else for real, but you can please you. You can satisfy you. You can bring yourself joy. And then the joy that comes outside of you is just extra joy, extra love, extra help, extra power. Because it's the letting go of what's not serving, of what's not in alignment. And it's you aligning and allowing the things that are in alignment with you, or alignment with your higher self, and alignment with where you are and where you're going. Is that piece that matters that's going to bring in the wealth, the abundance, the great people? Not all this havoc, not all this drama, not always trying to find wrong. When you start letting all that go and truly allowing all this stuff that you know that you're worthy of, because see, that's a whole nother topic. You got to even feel and know that you are even worthy and deserving of that wealth, that abundance, that freedom, those type of people that you look up to and know that they are truly people who you love to be around in an organic way, not in a trying to use them way, but in an organic way. Like, yeah, this shit, we could do some things together. This would really be in you dope as hell. And we both powerful. You know what I'm saying? We both powerful. We both uplifting. We both on the same type of shit. We trying to make the community truly better with starting within than just trying to show up and show out shit on the outside, but like really tap into people inner selves. You got to know that you are deserving to be around those type of people, those type of businesses, those type of corporations. Those type of, like I said, even like I'm speaking of, when I say businesses, I'm talking about like small businesses or people who may do things and have a nonprofit, or people who do things that may just do certain things as a hobby. You know what I'm saying? You are put in place to be who you are in an organic way, in an authentic way. Not where you have to feel like you need to put on a mask for those people to like you. No, I'm talking about you walk into a store, whatever that store is that you like to go in. It can be a bookstore. It can be a grocery store with, you know, or herb store, or any type of place like that you like to do. I'm speaking to myself. You know what I mean? Those type of things. And you go in and you chatting it up with somebody. Organic shit. Y'all on the same page. Y'all like the same things. I've met people being at a vendor event where I'm like, we on the same shit. Like, what's up? You know what I mean? On some organic shit, not like, oh no, like weird shit. You know what I'm saying? But on some organic stuff, like we can do this like as a collective. You know what I mean? But again, you got to know that you're worthy of that. You got to stop thinking horrible thoughts about yourself. You got to stop speaking those horrible things about yourself. You got to allow things that don't align with you to be let go of. It's that inner deep knowing. It's that, like I talked about yesterday, you have to get to the core of who you are. I don't mean, if you deal on the surface level of your own shit, you only going to get surface level of everybody else. Best believe that. And if somebody just so happened to give you their core, you're not even going to want to fuck with them like that no more. Because the thing is, you still surface level. You still on the surface, not trying to tap into that deeper, dark stuff that's still bothering you, that's still hindering you. So you would rather stay surface level because it feels better up here. Right? So when those people start talking about deeper things, it's like, you're not even really trying to, you may act like you're trying to be on that, but in the reality of things, your whole, your overall being might not really want to do that because it doesn't feel good. Right? So I'm going to just say this on today. Matter of fact, I'm going to give you, I've started where like on my website at healingversusher.com. What I'm doing now is I am putting up affirmations each month on my website. I'm trying to get over to it right now so I can tell you if for some reason it slipped my mind. So the monthly affirmation for March is you have the courage and power you need within. Okay. So that's literally the monthly affirmation. And when you go onto my website, healingversushurt.com, you will see that's outside of my logo and the photo that I have up right when you get on, like that's in words, that's like the first thing you see. And I just want people to understand that they are powerful and they are courageous. And if they don't feel like they are, you are. And I'm going to say you are. Okay. You are courageous and you are powerful and it's inside of you. Okay. So it's tapping into what that looks like. You may not feel that at first when you start speaking these affirmations, but what's going to start to happen, you'll probably end up realizing some things about yourself. When you start to speak affirmations over yourself, and even if you don't feel them right away, you'll start to little by little get little things come to you, if you will, that still small voice, right? You'll start to get things come to you from the ancestors, from God, from your higher self that are going to have you change things about yourself, because you have the power to choose certain things about how you handle situations, how you deal with people, how you talk, right? And if you feel like you keep talking to people with aggression, then with that being said, you talking out of aggression, you need to go in and find out why you so aggressive when it comes to that specific person. Because if Ayana Van Zandt walked up to your door, you like, hey, girl, you are like the happiest being on the planet, right? But somebody you cool with or something supposedly cool with, you don't even have that. So the question is diving deep, not necessarily just looking at the person, that's fine and all, but the question is, why are you so aggressive? I think sometimes we miss that part. And we look at, they make me do this. They don't make you do nothing. And if you think somebody got that much control and power over you, we need to go and talk to and find out within ourselves, why don't I have the self-worth that I wish that I had? Why don't I have that for myself? Why do I feel like I'm not courageous? Why do I feel like I'm not powerful? Because basically you saying your power was given to them when they make you say certain things or make you feel some type of way. That's what you're saying. So we have to know what's best for us. Okay. I don't mean the letting go and not trying to understand the deep parts of ourselves. Because sometimes people be like, oh, I'm letting that go. But then they still step into another relationship in the same way they left the last one. I'm not talking about that type of letting go. I'm not talking about, oh, that's it. You know, I'm ghosting that. That's it. No. How about tap into yourself? The flow is going to happen when you tap into yourself. I promise you. So with that being said, I love you guys. And remember, the March monthly affirmation is you have the courage and power you need within. And when I say within, that means within who you are at your core. You are courageous and you are powerful enough to let that stuff go with ease and to allow things to come in that's even greater with ease. You deserve it and you are worthy. And I love you. I will talk to you soon. Peace.